Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, welcome to the DDP. Glad you're with me. I'm in the first chapter of the book of Titus, and we're talking about the qualifications for elders, but we're seeing what this means for us a couple of thousand years removed from the writing of Titus and what it could mean for the Christian on a day-to-day basis. The apostle is telling us that for those who are going to be overseers in the church, this doesn't necessarily mean a pastor. It doesn't necessarily mean the guy who teaches and preaches every week, but it's the overseer. We'll find at the end of this section that he definitely needs to know doctrine, but it's not his first qualification. In fact, it's his last qualification. So rather than us just assuming that a leader over a church is supposed to be a good preacher, let's find out some of the things that should be required. He's blameless. He's the husband of one wife. Verse 6 of Titus 1, it's not unique. It happens again in Timothy, where Paul talks about the bishop should be the husband of one wife. This is not, this has been a source of a lot of contention with writers, and there are several scholars who contend that what Paul was doing was addressing the common issue of polygamy in the church, where men would take multiple wives. And some have argued that what Paul is doing in Timothy and Titus by saying that the bishop should be the husband of one wife is he is saying that while the rest of the church world may take multiple wives, you are to be, if you're going to be a pastor or a bishop or an overseer, an elder, you are to only have one wife. However, polygamy within the ranks of Christianity was not nearly as common as some have tried to make it seem. In fact, it wasn't very common at all. Christianity, seeing that they had one Lord, one faith, one baptism, began to adhere to that in their marriages as well, and they took what Jesus said very seriously, that God put man and a woman together and that no man could separate that. And so the New Covenant reality was, you know, monogamy was a very common thought amongst New Covenant Christians. So I don't think that the husband of one wife is Paul's attempt to overcome some outburst of polygamy. It really makes more sense that what Paul is saying is the husband of one wife is have marital fidelity, that the overseer should be careful not to have a reputation of running around on his spouse, sleeping around. Unfortunately, that seems to be almost the joke about a lot of ministry, is that they don't have fidelity in their marriage. I think the fact that Paul throws this in very early in the list of qualifications means it's been an issue for a long, long time for people in leadership. And I think, and we're speaking very practically now, I think that even in today's society, men in positions of leadership find fidelity to be one of their most difficult aspects of their lives because there's some sort of association with power that seems to pervade. However, a new creation man is not like an old creation man. You don't govern yourself in the manner in which others do. And so fidelity was high on Paul's list for his overseers, and I think should be high on the list of every believer now, that your marriage is so honorable. The book of Hebrews says your marriage bed is honorable above all. And I'm about out of time, but I'm going to start here tomorrow because I want to say a couple things about marriage on tomorrow's podcast that you don't want to miss. So we'll see you tomorrow. Grace and peace.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.